pork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that makes sense.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Not all of the Trump clan is going to be heading to the White House. Here's correspondent Scott Pringle in New York.
Sources tell the New York Post that future First Lady Melania Trump and 10-year-old Barron Trump will remain in Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue through at least the end of the school year. That's so Barron can continue his education at a pricey Upper West Side private school, and that means a high level of security will continue around Trump Tower even after Donald Trump moves to the White House. Scott Pringle, New York.
The head of NATO says he's looking forward to working with President-elect Trump. Here's NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg.
I look forward to working with President-elect Donald Trump. The partnership between Europe and the United States has been rock solid for almost 70 years.
Heavy snow continuing to fall across the Northeast as a winter storm moves through the region. New York State and New England are going to see at least a foot of snow. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%.
$160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is out of a hospital after falling ill on a plane on Saturday. A spokesperson saying the 78-year-old was given a clean bill of health after doctors completed their tests. Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to the White House. The President and Prime Minister then held a press conference where the topic of Iran was brought up.
The Prime Minister and I also agree that the brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never. We encourage all nations to pressure Iran to end the full range of its malign activities. The United States welcomes the partnership of Italy in these vital efforts.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said he would support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today. Paul did say he has some concerns regarding the judge's views on surveillance and privacy issues. Senator Lindsey Graham says Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed no problem.
When it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, I have zero doubt he's going to be on the Supreme Court before the end of October. He's highly qualified, well-deserving.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
There's still no word of a motive for a family murder-suicide in Texas on Friday evening. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Police in Robstown near Corpus Christi say the shooting's left five people dead. Robstown police first responding to a shooting at a nursing home on Friday evening. There they found three people fatally shot. One identified as 60-year-old Richard Starry, believed to have been the shooter, along with his stepmother Thelma Montalvo and his 85-year-old father Ernest Starry. At the elderly couple's home nearby, two more people found dead, identified as Montalvo's 41-year-old son and the couple's adopted 13-year-old son. And again, there's still no word on a motive.
And finally, as McDonald's and the fast food industry in general struggle, as Americans are becoming more and more healthy, one sandwich turns 50 years old this year. That's the Big Mac. McDonald's says it won't be going away anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On Friday, President Trump touted the U.S. economy's 4.1 growth rate in the second quarter as an economic turnaround of historic proportions. Some Democrats, though, are having a hard time giving President Trump credit for the economy. Economist Peter Marici says there's one thing people have to remember.
Over the entire Trump presidency, growth has averaged about 40 to 45% better than over the Obama presidency. Both of them had 4% quarters. I don't deny that about Mr. Obama. But what matters, this is like baseball. What's your batting average across the season? What's your batting average across the years? And the bottom line is that President Obama really wasn't a big leaguer. His batting average was 1.8, 1.9%. Mr. Trump's is about 2.8%. That's a heck of a lot better.
New details are emerging in the case of missing Iowa University student Molly Tibbetts that could help investigators learn more about her disappearance. We're hearing now that she actually was home after her run that she went on and did some computer work. Mitch Mordovit, Iowa Division of Crime Criminal Investigator, says why it's a good thing that this is finally a national case.
With Interstate 80, 4 or 5 miles south of town here, you can be anywhere in this country in a day and a half to 2 days. So we're very thankful that the national media has picked up the story.
Mordovit also talked about how they're following up on leads.
Any information that we get, we're gonna run it out, you know, because it might be the piece of information we need to bring Molly home.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're live in the studio. I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Hot and Hunter'd Inn. We have no guests today because I was working on a project, and I wasn't sure if I was going to wrap it up by 3 in time to make it to the studio today. So I didn't want to come in half tousled and ready to do the show and then have to cancel with a guest. So we have some catching up to do. And as always, we want to start out with a quote. And our quote today is from Henry James. Henry James said this, summer afternoon, to me, those have always been the two most beautiful words in the English language. And I have to agree with Henry James because there is nothing like a summer afternoon except the knowledge that a beautiful summer evening is following. And today's such an odd summer weather day. It is in the 70s, and the sun, if you look at the forecast on your phone, and you're in my area here, the sun will be showing in the forecast, but it's actually not showing. There's no humidity, but there's no sun, so it doesn't feel like summer. And I think perhaps in the midst of summer, when you get a day that isn't quite what you want it to be in terms of heat or the summer activities that feel great when the sun's shining on you, I think it reminds us to be grateful for the summer because the seasons are fleeting and we do have probably six more solid weeks of warm weather, but they are fleeting. And I'm starting to see changes already. When I left my house this morning, it was completely dark, where last week it was mostly dark, but I could see that the sun was rising, and now I'm in the total darkness again in the morning. So that makes me sad to see summer start to change and to bring in the fall, even though I do love the fall. I think it's just a matter of being able to enjoy what we have when we have it. So I know everyone wants the weather, and I'm going to give you the weather. This afternoon, we have a chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m., and then we have a high near 83. I don't believe that because it feels like it's 70, and in fact, I took my denim jacket with me today. Tonight, we have a chance of shower and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. We have some fog that's going to roll in after midnight, but otherwise, we're just looking at 30% chance of rain and less than a tenth of an inch. The ground's very wet, but I know we do still need rain. Tomorrow, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We have a high near 83, and there's a 50% chance of rain with rainfall amounts less than a tenth of an inch. So I think we can get through that. Of course, I'll probably be somewhere where there's some crazy storm that's only there because I'm in the area. I always get those wild summer storms when I'm driving. Tuesday night, more showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Basically, you could just repeat that for the entire week because every single day we have a chance of that showers and thunderstorms, and our temperatures are in the 80s. So it's not bad. It's not what I want for summer. I want summer hot, 98 degrees. I'd be quite happy with that. But the whole week is looking like that. So it's not a beach week, I'm very sorry to say. But we are starting to close in on August. So I guess we'll take what we can get when we get it. We really have no choice in the matter. So that's our weather for this week, taking us into August. I do have to do a commercial, just a quick one, but then I'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And back here in the studio playing around with these buttons to see if I could get my phone to play music. And I don't know what happened, if it's my intake here or not, but it doesn't seem to be working for us. Here we go. We almost had it. It was so exciting. It's not going to cooperate with me today. Why do I always have the tech problems? I don't know. Isn't that funny? I guess I don't have the touch here. I don't know. And try it one more time. It's a good thing this song, we don't know if it starts or ends here. Okay, so we know that doesn't work, but at least we are consistently trying to see what doesn't work and how we could fix it, right? So funny. All right, so I am really behind in all of my commercials, so I'm going to get my 515 commercials out of the way here because I do have a reminder, and we do like to get our commercials out on time. Kind of neurotic that way. So I'll be back with you in about 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back in the studio to do some catch up on a few things that we had been reporting on that requires some updates of what's going on. So we saw Chris Phelan and the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio was at the Balloon Festival over the weekend. So that was an event that I had gone to annually and then stopped going and then went again last year and decided to give it a rest this year, although Sunday was a beautiful day for the balloon. So that is one of the events that we look at and say, this is so beautiful, I can't believe I live in Hunterdon, and then no one from Hunterdon usually goes. So it was really great to see Chris there and some other people who also use it as a fundraising event or an event to market their products, maybe a new product. Certainly in past years at the Balloon Festival, and this is the Quick Check New Jersey Festival of Ballooning, it's the largest summertime hot air balloon and music festival in North America, according to their website. And it really is amazing. They do have some really creative balloons, a lot of vendors, and usually they have great music. They had some different music this year, concerts. You can reserve concert seats or you can just go and listen to the music. And either way, it's great. So if you didn't take advantage of that, I know that there is a Warren County Balloon Festival. I believe it's I'm going to find that information and post it on the Facebook page. But the balloons that we have flying around in New Jersey are really special. And in Hunterdon County, it makes us unique. So it's great to take advantage of these things. So over the weekend, I was flipping through the channels, which is not something I usually do. I was trying to kill about 20 minutes, and what came on but an 80s movie, Flashdance. And so I thought that, I was like not thinking it would really interest me, but it was such a cute movie. And of course I watched it in the 80s. And it was really fun to see it again. So this song is in dedication of all the 80s music and movies that are still pretty good. So I'm pretty sure, unless you're tied into an 80s show, radio show, that one's not going to be on the regular airwaves, is it? But it reminded me watching that movie, how different movies were from the 80s. You know, there was actually a story, a plot line music, the entire music from that Flashdance obviously went on to win, you know, make music records, and it was a really just cute show. So I'm glad that I got to see it. But on to our real topic of the day today, and that is about a report that came in that we've covered before. And the report is about children in New Jersey. How safe is it here for the children? And what are some of the things that are at risk? How are our children at risk? So this report is produced every year, and it provides a lot of information about needed resources and about child advocacy and how that's needed. We certainly have had guests on the show throughout the year talking about ways to protect our children. And we've covered some of the things like the baby boxes this year. And what does that exactly mean? Is that an active initiative? And will that save lives? How are we as a state programming our funding? And certainly, you know, this report does look at a lot of different information. And what they say, which is not surprising, but it is sad and it bears repeating, is that 35% or 110 of New Jersey's children under the age of 3 come from low-income families. So that means that if we look at the U.S. Census numbers, it means that they are earning less than the federal poverty guidelines. So 11% last year, 11% of families that were considered low income received food or some type of benefit or subsidy from what used to be the food stamp program and is now the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. You know, SNAP, we call that SNAP here. We always say that in social service, there is an acronym that makes no sense for every single program. You know, couldn't they have come up with an acronym for food, you know, something instead of SNAP? What is SNAP? Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But it's not tied to food, you know, unless you're doing SNAP peas. So 3% were on the welfare rolls, and 270,000 parents used the state's paid family leave program to be with a newborn or an adopted child. So 35% of babies and toddlers from New Jersey are living in poverty. And to me, that is so significant. And I want to ask the question, what are we doing about that? How are we trying to change that? We know poverty impacts every sector: education, literacy, ability to work, food, access to medical care. Every single thing becomes more difficult, and resources are incredibly different. And we're talking about more than one-third of our population under the age of 3. So that is very disconcerting. And certainly, whenever we think about needs, we think childcare. And so they're saying, yes, there is a childcare shortage. 14,000 low-income infants and toddlers are enrolled in subsidized daycare, but the $167 a week subsidy doesn't cover the entire cost, which is generally about $220 for an infant and $200 a week for a toddler. So we have a subsidy program, but it's not adequate for the market rate. And we see that in other areas as well. Sometimes we see that with housing. The fair market value in some areas is lower than what a private landlord would charge, thus creating a housing shortfall. And so here, they say that there is a shortage of infant daycare slots. Fewer than half of the state's 4,025 licensed childcare centers can serve children under the age of 3. So less than half. So we're talking about less than 2,000 childcare centers will serve infants. So that, and we don't know where they are located and where the births are occurring, if they're across the state, if there is a need across the state or not. But definitely infant care is an issue. And then even more alarming, or equally as alarming, that one-third of our children are in poverty. Unfortunately, of that number, it says, according to this report, that black children make up 14% of the infants and toddlers living in New Jersey, yet 40% of foster children are black. And it's saying that New Jersey has one of the lowest infant mortality rates, but it's three times higher among black infants. So this is showing that there's a huge risk here for children, for black infants, and it is a considerable issue that I hope we can talk about with someone from the foster care system to tell us why is there such a disparity in numbers when we look at race. I would not expect to see something, and certainly something so significant as 40% of the children in foster care are black. It's very concerning to me. And we have to do a little more research and find out why, when we're looking at race, we have such a high risk here for foster care. And then we have to see about the ways we can strengthen to reduce that. And it says that slightly more than one in four foster children are under the age of three in 2017. And of the 17 children who died from abuse and neglect in 2016, 10 were babies and toddlers. So obviously that is more than 50% of the children that died were just babies and toddlers. And we really need to try to figure out what's happening here. In some cases, we look for support and resources with opiate addiction. Certainly, there have been some new initiatives for pregnant women that have an opiate addiction to try to support them through pregnancy and then after. And it looks like we really need to do a little more in this area. I do have to do the news for my show. I put it on right at the hour for the prior show. So let's do that, and then we'll be back here in the studio to talk more about this report.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to the White House. The President and Prime Minister then held a press conference where the topic of Iran was brought up.
The Prime Minister and I also agree that the brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never. We encourage all nations to pressure Iran to end the full range of its malign activities. The United States welcomes the partnership of Italy in these vital efforts.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said he would support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh today. Paul did say he has some concerns regarding the judge's views on surveillance and privacy issues. Senator Lindsey Graham says Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed, no problem.
When it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, I have zero doubt he's going to be on the Supreme Court before the end of October. He's highly qualified, well-deserving.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
There's still no word of a motive for a family murder-suicide in Texas on Friday evening. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Police in Robstown near Corpus Christi say the shootings left five people dead. Robstown police first responding to a shooting at a nursing home on Friday evening. There they found three people fatally shot. One identified as 60-year-old Richard Starry, believed to have been the shooter, along with his stepmother Thelma Montalvo and his 85-year-old father Ernest Starry. At the elderly couple's home nearby, two more people found dead, identified as Montalvo's 41-year-old son and the couple's adopted 13-year-old son. And again, there's still no word on a motive.
And finally, as McDonald's and the fast food industry in general struggle, as Americans are becoming more and more healthy, one sandwich turns 50 years old this year. That's the Big Mac. McDonald's says it won't be going away anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On Friday, President Trump touted the U.S. economy's 4.1 growth rate in the second quarter as an economic turnaround of historic proportions. Some Democrats, though, are having a hard time giving President Trump credit for the economy. Economist Peter Marici says there's one thing people have to remember.
Over the entire Trump presidency, growth has averaged about 40 to 45% better than over the Obama presidency. Both of them had 4% quarters. I don't deny that about Mr. Obama. But what matters, this is like baseball. What's your batting average across the season? What's your batting average across the years? And the bottom line is that President Obama really wasn't a big leaguer. His batting average was 1.8, 1.9%. Mr. Trump's is about 2.8%. That's a heck of a lot better.
New details are emerging in the case of missing Iowa University student Molly Tibbetts that could help investigators learn more about her disappearance. We're hearing now that she actually was home after her run that she went on and did some computer work. Mitch Mordovit, Iowa Division of Crime Criminal Investigator, says why it's a good thing that this is finally a national case.
With Interstate 80, 4 or 5 miles south of town here, you can be anywhere in this country in a day and a half to 2 days. So we're very thankful that the national media has picked up this story.
Mordovit also talked about how they're following up on leads.
Any information that we get, we're gonna run it out, you know, because it might be the piece of information we need to bring Molly home.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, so I am just cracking myself up here in my 80s theme, my denim jacket. I'm surprised I didn't tease my hair out. But we're talking about such a serious topic that I hope people reflect upon a little bit and think about why we have such a disparity in race and the number of black children that are in foster care. And 40% of the foster children in New Jersey are black, according to this report. And that is certainly concerning. It should be reflective of the population across the state. It shouldn't be reflective of one type of race. Race, you know, certainly it's showing us that we're not putting our resources in a way that prevents foster children. So we want to talk about that and try to figure that out. And again, such a serious topic, with 17 children who died from abuse and neglect in 2016. And I'm sure you'll all remember way back when, not as far back as the 80s, but far enough that New Jersey had been on a continuous improvement plan and had been working on some safeguards to help keep the children safe. And they successfully completed all of the items that were court ordered, and things have been moving along. And I'd like to know, in comparison with 17 children across the state who died, how that looks compared to other states with our population. And certainly 10 being babies and toddlers is very concerning. The point of the article, and of course, you know, having covered when they had put out the baby boxes, wondering if that was an effective resource to prevent the bed sharing, which is very dangerous for infants. And I'm not sure that we came to a conclusion or have seen anything from the initial report about the baby boxes. So perhaps we could find a little bit more information on that. But also, moms are missing out on prenatal care. And in this case, it looks like it's dropping. From 2012, there was 78% of pregnant women who received prenatal care. And now in 2016, that's under 75%. It's just 72%. And again, they looked at race, and they said 59% of black women and 65% of Latinos received prenatal care from the start. And those numbers were higher. So only almost 60% of black women, yet white women, there was 80% who received prenatal care from the start. And Asian women, that was at a rate of 79%. So these are concerns. And we need to look at our hospitals as well. I know locally in some of the counties in and around Hunterdon County, there were no OBGYN services. And so it is no surprise that prenatal care has declined. And when we're looking at our hospitals, and very interesting read yesterday with the Star Ledger on the OPRA requests and documents from the healthcare and the Omnicare, looking at different hospitals, I wonder if the rating of OBGYN and prenatal care featured into that at all for the development of the different tiers, because we do and have had hospitals such as St. Luke's campus in Warren that stopped providing OBGYN services on their campus. And so, of course, prenatal care is going to go down when it is more difficult to access. And it's difficult enough, especially if we have women that are experiencing an opiate addiction and they're afraid to get prenatal care. Our research tells us that they're afraid to identify that. They also are afraid that they'll lose their infant. And yet there are a lot of resources and supports that can be offered if they would only reach out and let someone know. So hopefully if someone's reading this story online from the Star Ledger or the actual report, you know, certainly I hope that we can put some resources on our page so people know that there are different ways to change these statistics and to help protect our children. Lead exposure looks like 44% of children ages 6 months to 26 months were tested for lead exposure, and only 2% were positive. So we don't know who they tested, which children they tested, from what area, if they're from housing stock that is built predominantly, decades ago, where lead paint was still used and other items with lead. So we definitely need to think about that. So unfortunately, it is an alarming report, and it's unfortunate because it's our most vulnerable, our infants, that are statistically, I mean, really, when you look at those numbers about foster care and that more than one-third of our infants in New Jersey are living in poverty, you really just, you do want to stop the show and you want to say, what is going on? How can we address this as a state? Because that cannot be acceptable. It simply cannot. And that 40% of children in foster care are black is unacceptable. It is completely unacceptable. We need to look at how access to foster care is happening. Is it happening too quickly for those families? Are there not enough resources or support? And so certainly babies and toddlers in New Jersey, definite rocky start, as the article headlines. And that's in the Star Ledger is where I read it, but it's also on NewJersey.com. The print, you know, I'm old-fashioned with the print edition, but it's a different article in print, and there was a lot more of some of the graphs and statistics that are helpful when we're trying to draw some conclusions on the data. So I'm going to do our commercial break, and then I'll be back in the studio. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
that was our throwback to the 80s moment because of our Flashdance weekend movie, which I really would recommend people to go ahead and check it out and just watch a good movie. Movies are hard to find, I swear. So I've covered some serious information today about the state of poverty for children in New Jersey, and it is alarming, and I hope that we can try to figure out some other resources and a little more in depth of the foster care system, because it is certainly alarming. And I wanted to, of course, mention a few events that are going on in Hunterdon County before we sign off. We still have about 5 minutes left. So the Hunterdon PBA had an event, I think it was this past weekend. So I don't know if anyone was able to go to that, but hopefully they were able to raise some funds. We have some chamber things going on. I'll give a shout out to Tom Fitzgerald, who will be coming on the show. I wanted to talk about a recent house that collapsed in Newark where a woman died and her two daughters were severely injured. And I want to talk about, that's not something that we normally think about, a house collapsing. It was due to water damage. We think about houses, collapsing or exploding from gas or a propane tank. Unfortunately, we've seen that in Hunterdon where there was a fatality. But we don't think about water. So maybe there's some things we can do to prevent future things. And I would never even think of that. And inspections. I know that there is an upcoming bill about a housing inspection and some training. So I wanted to look at that bill at one of our future shows. But always, there are lots of free musics and get-together music events in Flemington and in Clinton. There's Come Together Music Festival that's going on. And in Clinton, there are always music events going on. And there are some, I'm going to look it up here, that are happening right in Clinton, free music over the weekends. And it's always nice to enjoy music outside, I think. I like that it really is enjoyable. You're not in one room with a lot of loud music and just kind of look around and listen to the music. I also want to mention that there are some workshops coming up on August 2nd at the North Branch County Library. There's a Youth Caucus Leadership and Advocacy Work, and that is the LGBTQ of Hunterdon County. So that's on August 2nd. That is on their website. You could take a look at that. And Thursdays is the music that happens throughout the summer at Deer Path Park. So some really great and exciting things that are happening in the county. And I hope everyone takes advantage of it. I know we all get busy, but these things are here for us to enjoy. And if they don't have participation, they won't continue. So I think it's really important to, really try to support that. You have the Clinton Farmers Market, which was Sunday. I did visit a farmers market over the weekend, and I was so excited to have so many choices of different beans. You know, I had to throw my beans out that the Clinton Organic Garden tried to talk me into. So there are things that are going on. Friday grill night happens once a month, I think, in Clinton. So that we'll share that to our page and take advantage of all the great music that's free. Music at the Mill is Thursday, August 2nd and 3rd. So I want to make sure I mention that because it's live music on the quarry stage at the Red Mill Museum. So hope we could do it. It's a free concert. I'm going to see if I can get someone to go with me because that does sound like fun. And that about wraps up our time here. So please look on our Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page for the link to the full article, and I'm going to try to find the report so we can get that out and to start thinking about ways we can protect our children and really look at the disparity when we look at race in foster care and see why that's occurring and how we can help prevent that. So I hope everyone has a great week. I think we're back in the studio next week. I know I have a work trip, and I'm not sure if it coincides with our radio day. But it was great spending my Monday with all of you on this summer day that doesn't feel like summer. I know pretty soon I'll be saying that I'm coming to the studio, it's dark, and I'm leaving the studio, it's dark. But that's not today. So enjoy it while it's still on. Summer's still on our horizon. I hope you stay with us. We have another hour of live programming here at the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, went on CNN and Fox and said that collusion is not a crime. Now, he did also declare that President Trump is absolutely innocent in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Now, because there were some questions as to his comments earlier, he did go back on Fox to clarify his remarks.
So when I said today that there was no collusion and therefore and that collusion also is no crime, I've been saying that from the very beginning. So did John Dowd. It's a very, very familiar lawyer's argument that the alternative, my client didn't do it. And even if he did it, it's not a crime.
About 10,000 more people were ordered to evacuate as two wildfires head towards small lake towns in Northern California. Earlier today, a CAL FIRE spokesman explained why it's been so difficult to contain these fires.
With the intensity that we have here, it's really hard to stop a fast-moving, wind-driven fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
The Attorney General's formed a Religious Liberty Task Force at his department, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Calling religious liberty the nation's first freedom, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the formation of the Religious Liberty Task Force at the Justice Department on Monday morning.
The task force will help the department fully implement our religious liberty guidance by ensuring that all Justice Department components, and we've got a lot of components around the country, are upholding that guidance in the cases they bring and defend, the arguments they make in court, the policies and regulations they adopt, and how we conduct our operations.
Sessions says every American has a constitutional right to fully exercise religious beliefs. He calls it a noble tradition that will continue to be protected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 144 points to close the day at 25,306. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800.